It's crazy how we can unknowingly shapeshift ourselves to fit in with people in spaces that simply aren't meant for us. Okay? We find ourselves altering our personalities, suppressing our true desires, and trying to mold ourselves to meet the expectations of others. But then we look around and wonder why things feel so out of whack when we tend to feel, you know, very lost. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, y'all. Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back. And if this is your first time, I'm Joy River, your host. And this is another moment with Joy. And this is our time to heal, to evolve, and to transform together in a sacred space. And today is just like the other ones. We are here. We are present. And I hope you're feeling loved. I hope you're feeling seen and heard wherever you are. And before we get started today, I want you guys to do what? Subscribe to the channel. Go ahead. Press the button, y'all. We are moving up to 11K. We're almost there. And the only way we could do it is what? If y'all send this video to how many people? 5. Not 2, but 5. Okay? Send this video out and make sure people are getting this love every Tuesday and Thursday. Okay? And today, I have a very powerful message that I want to share with you about true authenticity. So grab your cozy cup of tea, take a deep breath, and let's dive into this journey together. Okay? Not alone, because you're not alone. It's crazy how we can unknowingly shapeshift ourselves to fit in with people in spaces that simply aren't meant for us. Okay? We find ourselves altering our personalities, suppressing our true desires, and trying to mold ourselves to meet the expectations of others. But then we look around and wonder why things feel so out of whack when we tend to feel, you know, very lost. And my friends, I want to really put emphasis on the we here. Because I've been here too. And I've been in those situations where I've tried to fit myself into someone that I'm not, or conform into someone that I'm not, all in the pursuit of acceptance and feeling like I belonged. But let me tell you, I don't want to ever be there again. And I don't want any of you to do that either. Feeling like you've lost yourself is the worst thing ever. But here's the thing. Feeling lost is not a sign of failure or inadequacy. It's a wake-up call from your soul urging you to reclaim your authenticity and rediscover your own path, your own happiness. This is an invitation to embark on a journey of self-discovery where you can reconnect with the person you feel like you've lost and that person that you know you're meant to be. Remember, you are not defined by the spaces you don't belong in. I'm going to say that again. You are not defined by the spaces you don't belong in or the people who don't accept your true essence. Your worth is not determined by how well you conform to external expectations. You are a universe of possibilities with dreams and passions that are uniquely yours. So take a breath. And listen closely to the whispers of your heart at all times. Rediscover the things that ignite your spirit, no matter how small or unconventional they may seem. Embrace your quirks, your imperfections, and the beautifully messy parts of your being. Those are the very things that make you relatable, down to earth, and authentic, okay? In this journey of self-realization, be gentle with yourself. And I always say that it's okay to stumble along the way, to question yourself, and to make mistakes. It's perfectly normal. Just remember that growth often arises from the most challenging moments. So allow yourself the freedom to explore, evolve, and redefine your own narrative, because you got the pen, baby. You can rewrite it at any time. Surround yourself with those who uplift and celebrate your true self. Seek out spaces that resonate with your values and your aspirations where you can thrive and grow. And above all, trust in your own intuition. for that holds the key to unlocking the door to your purpose and fulfillment. Okay? You're not lost. You're simply on a quest to rediscover your own brilliance. Okay? Embrace the journey, my friend, and let the world bear witness to the authentic, remarkable individual that you are. So let's make a commitment to ourselves. Let's make the vow now to only allow into our lives what's really truly meant for us. The people, the experiences, the spaces that align with our true authentic selves. No more forcing. We're not forcing anymore after today. No more forcing, no more overlooking red flags. It's time to embrace a life where we are surrounded by the right people. The ones who accept us for who we are, support us through those rough moments, and hold us accountable. Giving us space to see where we need work and the time to actually work on it in love and compassion. Okay? So, my friends, let's talk about the three steps that can help us not conform so we can create the life that's filled with authentic connections. Okay? The first is embrace your authentic self. First and foremost, it is time to truly, truly embrace yourself. We feel lost because we dim ourselves down all the time. But we're going to start embracing our quirks, our unique qualities, and our passions. Understand that you are just enough, just as you are. And you don't need to change yourself to fit someone else's mold. When you show up as your true self, you attract your tribe. You attract the right people and the spaces that are aligned with you and exactly what you want. And that is what we're doing. Okay? We're not going to conform. We're going to be ourselves so we can get what we really, really want. Okay? Step two is to set boundaries. Y'all, are we setting these boundaries? We need to start setting them. If you've already started setting your boundaries, keep going. And if you haven't, let's start. Because setting boundaries is crucial in creating a life that's true to you. Okay? Because when we know the boundaries, people know how to love us properly. And not only do they know how to love us properly, we know how to tell them, hey, I don't like that. Or I do, actually, I love a lot of that. I could use more of that. I could use a whole lot less. When you know your boundaries. So, okay. Learn to recognize when something or someone is not serving your highest good. It's okay to say no to people or situations that drain your energy. Are you checking your battery? How was your social battery? How was your energy battery? Are we checking it before we go places? Are we checking it before we say yes? Okay. So it's okay to say no to people. And it's okay to say no to situations that you know are going to drain your energy. If they calling you and you know when you pick up that phone, it's going to be, hey, I need some. Hey, I need, not how are you, but I need, put the phone down. Set those boundaries. And by setting those boundaries, and I mean setting clear boundaries, not maybe, I mean, I could, setting clear boundaries, you create space for the right people to enter your life for the right opportunities to unfold for you, and you will leave their presence feeling full of life, full of inspiration, full of encouragement. Okay, and you can go and pursue your dreams because you surrounded yourself with the right people. And not only that, you attracted them to your life because you were what? Being authentically you. Okay, so step three, seek genuine connections. A lot of us have connections and we really just don't be intentional when we want to meet people these days. It's not like some intentionality. It's just like, I'm gonna go out and if I meet somebody, it's cool. No. Seek out genuine connections, the kind of connections where you can sit in silence without feeling uncomfortable, where you can share your vulnerabilities without fear of judgment, and where you could be your authentic self without any type of pretenses. Surround yourself with people who truly see you, support you, and inspire you to be the best version of yourself. These are the connections that will bring you comfort and fulfillment on your journey. Okay? And as we go, These meditations that I'm putting at the end of these episodes are here for you to repeat and to live by. Okay? And you being your authentic self, it is important for you to always, always remember that you're deserving of what you seek out. In this meditation, I want you to repeat after me. I am deserving of authentic connections. I release the need to fit into any space that does not honor my true self. I attract people who love me unconditionally. Can I repeat that? I am deserving of authentic connections. I release the need to fit into spaces that do not honor my true self. I only attract people who love me unconditionally. That is what we're going for. Okay, so y'all remember on this journey, it's not going to be all easy. Okay, a lot of us have been alone for a very long time, and it's hard to get out in the world and show ourselves because sometimes we're not that comfortable with ourselves. But today we break that. Be comfortable with yourself. Start embracing your true authenticity. Before we end this episode, I want you guys to join me in a meditation for safety, just so you can know that you're safe to embrace your true authenticity. So please join me in this meditation. Let's take a moment to practice a short guided meditation together. Get into a comfortable position, whether that's laying down, sitting still.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
In a chair, wherever you feel comfortable, do that. I want you to begin by closing your eyes. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Let go of any lingering expectations or judgments. As you settle into stillness, imagine yourself in the most peaceful place, surrounded by a warm, loving energy. Feel the support of God and the angels beneath you and above you, and the gentle embrace of the space around you. Take a few moments to just simply be, breathing in this peaceful place, allowing your breath to guide you into a state of relaxation. Now, bring your attention to your breath. Notice the cool sensation as you inhale and the warmth as you exhale. With each breath, feel yourself becoming more grounded and more present. Let's inhale and let's exhale. Feel yourself becoming more present. As thoughts arise, acknowledge them without attachment, allowing them to float by like clouds in the sky. Return your focus to the gentle rhythm of your breath, anchoring yourself in this moment. Now, repeat the following affirmation silently or aloud. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. Allow these words to resonate within you, feeling their truth and their power. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. Now bring your attention to your breath. Notice the rhythm of your breath as you inhale and exhale. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. As you continue to breathe, imagine a warm light surrounding you. Visualize this light enveloping your entire being, creating a protective shield around you. Feel the warmth and security of this light, knowing that this light is always there to keep you safe. Inhale and exhale. With each inhale, imagine that light growing brighter and stronger around you. Allow it to expand and radiate outwards, filling the space around you with confident energy. And as you exhale, release any fears, worries, and negative thoughts that may be weighing you down in this moment. Surrender them. Surrender them to the light, knowing that you are protected, you are safe, and you are supported. Breathe that in. I am safe, I am protected, and I am supported. Bring your attention back to your breath. Take a moment to scan your body and notice any areas of tension or discomfort. As you breathe, imagine all the tension gently melting away, bringing a deep sense of relaxation and soothing comfort to your body. Breathe that in and breathe out. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. Now bring your attention to your heart center. You can put your hand right over your heart. It's located right in the middle of your chest. Feel the warmth and the love radiating from this space. With each breath, allow this love to expand and fill your entire being. Know that you are surrounded daily by love, and that love is the ultimate source of protection. Continue to breathe deeply and repeat the affirmation. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am right where I need to be. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am right where I need to be. Keep saying those affirmations as much as you need to. Allow these words to penetrate every cell of your being, reinforcing your sense of safety and security. Breathe that in and breathe out. Take a few moments to bask in the feeling of safety and protection. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am right where I need to be. I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am right where I need to be. Take a few moments and just breathe and feel whatever it is that you need to feel and release whatever it is that you need to release. This is your moment. This is the time to let it go. When you're ready, gently bring your awareness back to your surroundings. First, wiggle your fingers. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers. Start wiggling your toes, maybe moving your legs, your arms, and slowly open your eyes whenever you're ready. And remember that this meditation you can always return to when you need a reminder of your inner strength and the protective energy that surrounds you daily. Now, take a few minutes to feel whatever you need to feel and release whatever you need to release. Breathe. So I hope that this message has helped you look at yourself and go, you know what? I am lit. I am all the things. So join us on the journey to embracing, not conforming to who you really, really are. Okay? And until next time, be light, be love, and be authentically you. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.